This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Joe Messina Show. Always having too much fun here and always eager to get going. I always forget the Top Gun music. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight on a Wednesday, hour number two. And if you miss Joe, you can always check him out and listen to his show, joemessina.com, from previous broadcasts. But I think you're going to enjoy this. I thought the first hour was fantastic. We had a great interview with Mark Tapson over from the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and we talked about Hollywood and what is going on with these crazy leftists who just can't separate their work from their politics or their politics from their work. But this hour, we're going to get a little bit more serious. And we're going to be talking about the election that's coming up. And most importantly, it's almost hard to say this right now because there are so many people that will literally take you down for saying something like this or even suggesting it. However, how much faith do you have in the election that is upcoming? It's a legitimate question. How much faith do you have in the integrity of your vote? How much faith do you have in going to the polling place and submitting your vote, making sure it gets counted? How much faith do you have in the vote-by-mail ballots and ensuring that one vote per voter is going to be implemented and is counted? Do you have faith in the state, especially states like California, that have allowed for voter harvesting? Legal. It is illegal in some other states, by the way. But what about those that send ballots to large numbers of ineligible voters? What about the chain of custody? Are you absolutely sure that a person's vote from a nursing home who can't take the ballot in themselves is put into a bucket with a bunch of other votes, that those votes aren't going to be played with? How much faith do you have in the signature verification protections? In the state of California, they don't check your ID. And how close are you every single time when you sign your signature to your original time you signed the signature? How much faith do you have in the integrity of the vote? Now, if you've listened to me before, I've talked about this for the last 2 years almost, and that is, you know, while the left don't want to talk about this, and in fact, if you are discussing this issue, they believe that you are some form of heathen that is talking about the big lie, and they'll shut you down. Never mind the fact that Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton and a whole bunch of other leftists have questioned the election. The 2016 election, the left wanted those folks that were representing their states to vote a different way. The electors. Do you remember that? Democrats were pressuring the electors of multiple states before Donald Trump was considered president. But in 2020 and 2021, those folks that raised the issue regarding voter integrity and that Donald Trump lost the election, not by 7 million votes, the popular vote, which is being bantered about, but he lost the election by 40,000 votes. 40,000 votes across five states, by the way. Not 5 times 40, 40 divided by 5. 40,000 votes. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona. That was it. That was the difference. So the questions that are raised in regards to vote by mail, balloting, universal vote by mail, almost, chain of custody issues, signature verification protections, treating in-person voters differently than vote by mail voters, sending ballots to large numbers of ineligible voters. And in states like California, where you've got legalized voter harvesting. Legalized voter harvesting. Why did they prevent expert auditing from taking place in that last election? It's a good question. And it's a question that they don't want us talking about. And I'm not telling you that Biden didn't win the election or Trump won the election. All I'm saying to you is I have questions. I have questions. And other people have questions. Our guests coming up after the break are from the Voter Integrity Project of California. And we're going to be discussing a lawsuit that they've just filed in regards to advocating for election integrity and transparency. And the suit challenges California's unconstitutional election process for future elections. So it's now in the courts in California. And we're going to be talking about this over the next hour here at Real Side Radio. We're going to have Mariah Gondero. Apologize if that's not say her name. And we're going to be having James Bradley back on, candidate for U.S. Senate, who are with the Election Integrity Project, State of California. Don't go away. This is going to be fascinating, folks. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina. We'll be right back.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back. Realside Radio on the air across the Fruited Plain on 72, I think, stations. We're on the GCN Salem Radio Network. It is great to be with you on this Wednesday night. No matter where you are, and thoughts and prayers are with everybody in the Southeast right now in Florida. But as I was talking about before the break, you know, one of the things that I'm really, really concerned about, and I will say this, am somewhat uncomfortable talking about in this atmosphere today. That's how much they own the culture and the speech. But the idea of universal vote by mail, you know, eliminating the chain of custody and not checking IDs and voter harvesting and all these issues, I have questions regarding the upcoming election. And there's nobody better to talk about it. I've got wonderful twofer right now, guests with the Election Integrity Project
of California is Mariah Gondero and James P. Bradley. James has been on the show with me before. Welcome, Mariah and James. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And so, first of all, tell us both, both if you can, what the Election Integrity Project California is.
Well, Mariah, you go right ahead, seeing it to the attorney of record.
Okay, I didn't want to steal your thunder, but yeah, the Election Integrity Project is an organization that is committed to observing elections and committed to protecting our Republican form of government and ensuring that there is election integrity and making sure that our elections are running smoothly and as they should.
Yeah, purely a nonpartisan volunteer organization, been in operation for 12 years. And when we get to a part of the segment, I can actually point get resources for your listening audience to find out what has happened in California. Why have we gone completely rogue?
So just so I understand, Election Integrity Project, it is a national organization, but you what, have state chapters or what?
We're in four states, Arizona, Nevada, California, and there's another one, I think it's Arkansas, that just came on board.
Okay.
We are technically regionally based.
Well, gotcha.
Not, but they are. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And so one of the reasons that I wanted to have you both on is because there's a lawsuit that's been filed, a federal lawsuit. The Election Integrity Project of California are the plaintiffs. So you filed the lawsuit. And I understand the lawsuit is against a Shirley Weber election. Explain this.
Yes, so
go ahead, Mariah.
Yes, sorry, James. Shirley Weber is the Secretary of State. We also sued all the or several county registrars in the state of California as well because they were implementing very unsafe election practices. And so the lawsuit is really about the right to vote and making sure that every vote is counted equally and that our election processes are running smoothly and fairly. And so one of the main theories of our case is really about the lack of uniform laws in California when it comes to the verification of signatures, ballot adjudication, ballot remaking. Every single county has a different process. And quite frankly, the majority of the counties have an inadequate process where they're not adequately verifying vote-by-mail ballots as they come in or even looking at signatures. We have over 600 affidavits where citizen observers reported, you know, seeing election workers count votes that didn't even have signatures. And so this case is at the Ninth Circuit. We recently argued it a week ago, and we should hopefully have a decision within 2 months.
What were you arguing for exactly?
So the basis of our case, it's a civil rights lawsuit, and so it's an equal protection case. So we are arguing that the procedures that are implemented in the counties and that are authorized by the state of California violate the Equal Protection Clause because they cause what's called vote dilution. I don't know if you've ever heard of that term before. You may have heard of it a lot argued after, you know, in 2020. It's when, you know, voting practices dilute the votes of certain groups of voters. And here we have shown that the lack of signature verifications and, you know, the lack of uniform rules when it comes to ballot adjudication specifically harms certain groups of people, specifically those who vote in person, as well as vulnerable communities who are more likely to vote in person. And also, you've probably heard about the famous case called Bush versus Gore. And Bush versus Gore stood for the proposition that whenever an election procedure allows counties or districts to apply different procedures for counting votes or defining what a legal vote is, that inherently violates the Equal Protection Clause. And so that is what we are also arguing here.
So the idea of filing lawsuit against the Secretary of State for the state of California is not national, it's regional. What about the state of California was it that you decided that this is the place that we want to file the lawsuit? What is going on in California that was different elsewhere?
Well, in California, I mean, this is where really vote by mail started. And California is one of the only states that allows ballot harvesting as well. And California is one of the few states that ratified universal vote by mail. And so a lot of these unlawful and, in my opinion, reckless practices have originated in California. And we have seen that it has led to just an enormous amount of irregularities and reports from our election observers.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, I want to get into more details about what we can do and what citizens can do as well to not just support you and what you guys are doing at the Election Integrity Project of California. You guys could be found, by the way, what, fairandtransparentelections.com?
That's where we have it set up for the plaintiff candidates. That's the website specific to that. But the Election Integrity Project website is EIP-CA.org.
EIP-CA.org. Everybody check them out. We're going to be back here after the break, and I want to get into some more details on all of this. Fascinating. We've got James P. Bradley and Mariah Gondero with the the Election Integrity Project of California. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away, folks. We've got a lot more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Hardline President Ibrahim Raisi planned a television address to the nation on Wednesday amid a tide of anti-government unrest in Iran, with protesters chanting, "Death to the dictator," after the death of a young woman in police custody. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi on Wednesday said that the death of a young woman in custody had saddened everyone in the Islamic Republic, but warned that chaos would not be accepted amid spreading violent protests over Mahsa Amini's death. In a personal essay on her website, Katie Couric says she was diagnosed with breast cancer back in June on her 8th wedding anniversary. The 65-year-old journalist reveals she has since had surgery to remove a tumor and radiation treatments, with her final round of radiation that came on Tuesday. She says she's feeling fine, and one of the points of the post is to remind people to get regular mammograms. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And welcome back to Hell, boy. We are moving quickly tonight. We are in hour number two, and we are discussing something that is extremely important to you. I know it is to me, and that is the faith and integrity of your vote. We are talking with the Election Integrity Project California, the plaintiffs, who was headed by Mariah Gondero, and along with James P. Bradley. I'm taking a look here, both of you, at the candidate plaintiffs. I feel like I've had lunch with half of these people outside of you, James. I mean, you got some congressional candidates and some fantastic people. Buzz Patterson, Mark Reed, Eric Early, A.A. Smith. I got to tell you, you know, the idea that you guys are really taking the fight to the courts to try to open this up is, you know, it's refreshing to hear. But let's talk about how this all came about, will you?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, David. But yes, we good lunch buddies, that's for certain. Probably all those that are on the list of candidates, I'm sure you've actually met with. And they've become very dear friends of mine over time. This all started. I got a someone called me out of the blue, and this is a Bernie supporter. We call him Pasta. And he said, James, they're going to rig this election. I said, what do you mean, Pasta? What in the world are you talking about? Well, the ballot stuffing and now with the mail-in ballots, it's all suspect. And I said, okay, well, thanks for the notice. So I released the press release right before the election in 2020 saying that I've been getting calls and I'm going to pursue legal action if we find anything that is suspicious. Well, guess what? It happened. You know, right after the election, flooded with calls, I said, oh, I better be a man of my word. So I started the case and reached out to Election Integrity Project of California and spoke with Linda Payne, Ruth Weiss, and said, we have to do something. And Linda said, what do you want to do, James? And I said, we need a lawsuit. Now, this is not, our lawsuit is not to overturn those election results. It's really focused in on addressing those unconstitutional laws in the state of California that dilute the vote. So it's forward looking. So we put the case together. We had a few attorneys that started it. And we're so lucky to get Mariah on board, and she just took the reins and ran with it. And here we are today waiting for our decision out of the Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit. So that's really how it all started, David.
Mariah, what do you feel is going to be, let's say this goes in your direction, a decision comes down. We were talking during the break here that you feel pretty confident that you're going to get the result you want, even though it was the Ninth Circuit in the state of California, which has historically been a relatively leftist bench. You feel that you guys had good judges. What are you hoping that will come from this?
Yes, well, I think just as a minimal, we will win on what is called organizational standing. As you know, in order to file a lawsuit in federal court, you have to allege standing, and in all the cases that have been filed haven't been able to get past standing. And so one of our theories of standing is organizational standing. But the other type of standing that we allege, and the type of, and the theory that could set precedent is really something that hasn't been argued in Bush versus Gore, and that is the lack of uniform procedures from the state of California that allow these county registrars to implement procedures, vote counting procedures, really based off of their own discretion. And what we saw is those vote counting procedures were not adequate. Election workers were taking maybe, you know, between 1 to 4 seconds observing signatures, and that's just not humanly possible. The state of California allows election workers to excuse clearly dissimilar signatures based upon the assumption that the voting style may have changed over time. So that basically just excuses, you know, tons of mismatching signatures. There's no uniformity as it comes to adjudication or the remaking of ballots. And that is something, again, that really hasn't been argued. And it's something where there is precedent. We saw it in Bush versus Gore. And in fact, in that case, the Supreme Court didn't even allow the recount in Florida to go forward because of the lack of form and because of the unsafe vote counting procedures that were in place in Florida. Here, the case, the election obviously went forward, and now we have 600 affidavits to support our allegations. And so, in my opinion, our case is even stronger.
And the affidavits say what?
The affidavits illustrate how these lack of uniform rules and these lack of secure procedures led to widespread irregularities. We had people recording that ballots were left unattended. There were individuals dropping off ballots that didn't really identify what their relationship was to the ballots, you know, some of them dropping off, you know, dozens of ballots. Some of them didn't have signatures, but they were still being counted. A lot of allegations where election workers were supposed to be verifying signatures and they simply just weren't doing them. Those are just some of the allegations.
We've got a national audience here, a lot of folks in California as well listening to this, and a lot of folks outside of California are thinking to themselves, well, how does this impact me? I'm in Florida, Virginia, wherever it may be. Maybe not in Florida tonight. But the question that I have is that, you know, in the state of California, there are certain rules and regulations when it comes to the integrity of the vote that don't exist elsewhere. For example, voter harvesting is illegal in other states. Why? And it's blindly opened in California, and it seems like the Assembly and the State Senate with this governor almost applaud that. Why is and explain what voter harvesting is for our audience, and why is that legal in the state of California, where it's absolutely verboten in states like North Carolina and others?
Well, I can't really explain to you the thinking of why it would be legal, because it's a very dangerous practice, as you know, we have seen people use ballot harvesting to prey on vulnerable citizens. And essentially what it is someone just going and picking up, you know, tons of votes and or collecting votes and dropping them off themselves. But clearly that practice just and allows for fraud. And it has even been reported. And so that's why, you know, states like Florida, for instance, they don't allow it. And you will get in big trouble if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what they do with ballot harvesting, they use on unions that are the foot soldiers to go into nursing homes, retirement villages. And you can even just imagine this, David, listening audience. Your mother and father in the elder years, some of them are cognitively have challenges.
Impaired. Yeah.
So a lot of these folks, what they do is they'll say, well, I'll help you fill out your ballot. Well, meanwhile, they don't know what they're doing. So that's a form of electioneering, in a sense. So you get this massive amount of collections of hundreds of ballots coming out of these different facilities. And what does that do to the integrity of our elections?
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because I thought, you know, when you guys were focused on this, that there might be a good chance the way things are in the state of California and really the federal election discussion is almost like you can't even discuss this anymore. The idea that Trump lost the election by 40,000 votes across five states, not the 8 million that they talk about in the popular vote, but the electoral states, he lost by 40,000 divided by five states, right? What was that? Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and I'm missing one, Wisconsin, right? So the idea that should no longer even be entertained or discussed, why we had Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton, a lot of the leftists in 2016, you know, Stacey Abrams in 2018, who said that she didn't lose her governorship, she won, even though she lost by 50,000 votes. Now you're not even allowed to talk about this. It's almost as if you have, you know, you're going to be kicked out the clubhouse, you're going to be taken off of all social media, and you're going to be destroyed and ruined. When we come back here after the break, I want to talk about this and how we can have this discussion in the current zeitgeist. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We are going to be right back here at Real Side Radio. Fantastic discussion that we're having with Mariah and James. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huber. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
To Real Side Radio in the final segment of the second hour. In the third hour, we're going to be opening it up. And if you'd like to join us and you've got something to talk about, give us a phone call, 855-732-5563. We're going to be talking about, it's going to probably be California and Florida that is going to determine the next election. And I'm not talking about the voters. I'm talking about the vision of this country, the fight for 2024. We'll be talking about that in the third and final hour. But speaking about California, we're delighted to be talking right now with Mariah Gondero, who is legal counsel for the Election Integrity Project of California, along with James P. Bradley, who is a candidate for U.S. Senate and a friend, somebody that I've met several times, and I always enjoy our conversations. Mariah, you have forwarded a lawsuit and as a plaintiff with the Election Integrity Project of the state of California. You are now awaiting the results of the Ninth Circuit District Court of Appeals against Shirley Weber, who is the Secretary of State. Talk to us about what the next steps are here. What comes back? What will you do based upon either or the decisions?
Yeah, so if the decision is in our favor, the case will get remanded back to the district court, and that is where we will enter the discovery phase. And that's been the ultimate goal, right? And that's what all these other cases haven't been able to do. They haven't been able to get past standing and into discovery. And so that would be the next stage. And then if we don't win, we would want to seek I'm not really sure if we would seek a rehearing or a new panel, because we have a good panel, but the next step would be appealing to the United States Supreme Court.
Okay, so let's go with the win. You guys win,
yeah.
And that means you open up discovery. I've watched enough law shows to know what discovery means. It means that you are going to provide proof, and you're going to show all of the affidavits where I assume what they've all found, correct? What does that look like?
Yes, it would. We would be asking for an audit of all of the election materials and the ballots and the envelopes. And ultimately, the defendants are going to need an audit, because we have 600 signed affidavits, and that is admissible evidence. And really, the only way that the other side can disprove our allegations is to show that they're not true. So that is going to be the next step.
So let's take this to the ultimate result here. You guys get the win. You open up discovery. And what exactly is it that you're hoping that will be achieved by this? What will happen to the state, the Secretary of State? What rules and laws will be changed, do you think, or hope?
The goal is to obviously make the laws more secure, right? And the one is signature verification. I mean, this should be common sense. I mean, we should want stricter signature verification laws. I mean, I have no idea why the state of California would be implementing universal vote by mail and then at the same time loosening signature verification requirements. That to me just makes absolute no sense. And so really, I think universal vote by mail and signature verifications go hand in hand. Because with universal vote by mail, I mean, election workers, that's just not what they've typically been prepared for, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The majority of the time is you would have to show that you could not vote in person. And so election workers are just not prepared to have massive amounts of ballots flooding election counters. And what we've seen is it's provided an incentive for these registrars to just basically, you know, count all of them without even verifying the signatures. Well, that allows the potential for voter fraud easily. And in fact, in most developed countries and in Europe, they don't even allow absentee ballots, let alone universal vote by mail. So we will want a rollback on universal vote by mail and at the very minimum, these loose signature verification requirements, as well as ballot harvesting.
The idea of vote by mail was always in my mind, if you can't possibly be there. It was for the military. It was for people in hospitals, you know, whatever that may be. And then COVID happened. And what is it that Rahm Emanuel, right, chief of staff for Obama, said, his famous saying, never let a crisis go to waste. And now they are basically implementing vote by mail nationwide. They want to open up vote by mail even more. I assume they're eventually going to get somehow online, which could never be hacked. I'm 100% positive on that. Why do they want vote by mail? Why don't they want people to go and line up and show an ID and vote like you would if you have to go to the DMV to get a driver's license or something else? What is it? Is it corruption? Is there intent that they want cheating? Where does this come from?
It's really really hard, and obviously, like, as an attorney, I can't impute their motives. All I can say is it's a very reckless practice. It's dangerous. And we should be, America should be the standard. We should not be falling behind most other developed states in having secure voting laws. We should not be in last place. We should be having the safest voting laws. So honestly, I really can't understand what's going through their brain. it's something I try to understand, and I'm like, I just got to focus on the case.
Well, you're a lawyer and you're very diplomatic. James, what's your opinion?
Well, as you know, when you it all goes to the integrity of elections. And think about this: your vote is equal to that of a billionaire's. So that was a great equalizer in American history, where you had a say in the electoral process in electing those that could truly represent you. But that has gone away from us. Is it done purposely? Many allege it is. I have seen in my three cycles of running how it's gotten worse and not better. So we have ballot stuffing. You can have multiple ballots in one envelope. We have not only the lack of signature verification in the regular elections. When you compare that with the recall that we just went through with Newsom, their standards for signature verification are absurd. So that duplicity, the double standard that we're experiencing here in California, which will affect every state going forward, because they just, at the federal level, they try to pass the H.R. 1. Thank God it didn't pass. Mm-hmm. That would federalize elections. So what I feel as a candidate that truly in my heart want to represent the state of California, the citizens, is that our vote is not only being diluted, but there's so much I love the word shenanigans. I actually put that in my press release. There's so many shenanigans that are making it difficult for our vote to be counted accurately. So that's all we're asking for. Transparent, truthful, and honest elections. We're not if I don't win, that's perfectly fine with me. But we have to get to the root of it. And I always say, now with this cancel culture going on across the nation, 2016, this was a narrative. The election was stolen. But now if you even bring up, and thank you for bringing it up, by the way, because this is a good way for people to cancel us. You bring it up now, you're considered an insurrectionist. So what has happened in civil discourse?
I think anybody that is intellectually honest in mixed company, if you even raise this today, people raise an eyebrow at you, but they will secretly whisper to you, yeah, I have questions too. And that's all you guys are saying. We have questions. So anyway, let's wrap this up, because you guys need everybody to go check out EIP-CA.com. Is that correct? People can what? Volunteer, donate, help you guys out?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a .org. Double check Mariah, but I think it's a .org because they're a nonprofit, nonpartisan. And by the way, they have a ton of Democrats.
.com does get you there as well.
Oh, perfect. Excellent.
Okay. EIP-California or CA.com.
That's the one.
Okay.
And look for the Golden State Agenda. It'll give you the history of all the election laws that are unconstitutional. They put it, they're written into law. This gives, it's great education across the nation, because what you're seeing happening in your state is exactly what's on the Golden State Agenda.
Yeah, and as we're going to talk about in hour number three, what happens in California spreads across this country like a primordial socialist Marxist ooze. So everybody, check out EIP-CA.com or .org. Maybe that gets you there as well. Mariah Gondero, thank you so much for what you're doing. And James Bradley, thank you for bringing this to my attention. And we'll have to have you back on after we get the results here. Fascinating, fascinating case. Thank you both so much, and best of luck with the results of that case.
Thank you so much for having us.
And folks, we'll be back after the break for hour number three. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up.